The accomplishment was so spectacular, it is still remembered over a century later. A cowboy journeyed thousands of miles to Cheyenne, Wyoming, for a chance to become the world's champion steer roper. And he would do it, all with a borrowed horse, after riding a ship and train for days. It's part of our Best of 2024 series, next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machine Repeat, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1908, a Hawaiian cowboy, or Paniolo, named Ikwa Purdy, won the roping championship in the Hawaiian Islands. He had his sights set on the biggest crown in the world, Cheyenne Frontier Days. He and some other cowboys from the islands rode a boat and then trains to make it here.
They couldn't bring their own horses. They had all their horses supplied to them here at Cheyenne. Nobody could really believe that somebody from the islands would be any good at this cowboy sport, not knowing Paniolos had been actually cowboys on the islands before there were cowboys in Texas.
Mike Castle shares the story from Cheyenne Frontier Days, where Ikwa Purdy competed in 1908.
Instead of catching the animal by the horns, he'd catch the animal by its feet. And basically, through the loop over the animal's horns, the animal would step through, and as he'd step through, the Paniolos have this technique to cinch the loop around the hindquarters of the animal.
The crowd was amazed by the talent of the cowboy, who had traveled thousands of miles to compete in Cheyenne.
Not only did he do something that nobody had ever seen before on a horse that wasn't even his, he beat everybody by several seconds. And so Ikwa Purdy won Cheyenne Frontier Days and got the title of the world champion steer roper of the world.
Although over a century has passed since the great performance, people still remember what took place here in 1908.
To this day, Ikwa Purdy is still considered a legend amongst his people as having gone from the island to the mainland and taken the sport that the people there on the mainland knew and showed them something incredible. They've built statues to him on the islands, celebrating his victory here at Cheyenne Frontier Days.
It's just one of the great stories that Mike gets to share with visitors at the museum here, that recounts the history of Cheyenne Frontier Days. Traveling the countryside in Cheyenne, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCrae.